Once upon a time, in a far-off kingdom, resting high in the mountains of Fairyland, stood a cherry-red cottage with lemon-yellow shutters and a thatched roof. Flowers of every colour lined the cobblestone walkway leading to the house's oak Dutch door. The cottage had been built by two kind and gentle men, Maxwell and Mortimer, who crafted the most splendid hats and shoes of silk, satin, and velvet. When a poor single girl in the village died in childbirth, the two men raised her son as their own and taught the boy all they knew about designing and sewing. However, after the men's benefactor, Morbella, swindled them out of their money, she conned Maxwell into marrying her rather than losing his home and trade. Shortly after he agreed, she ordered Mortimer out of the cottage and out of Maxwell's life. Sadly, this led to broken hearts and early side-by-side graves for Maxwell and Mortimer. With Maxwell and Mortimer gone, Morbella raised their adopted son as well as her own two daughters from a previous marriage to another man she had sent to an early grave. Since her stepson had his father's flair for design, Morbella instructed the boy to spend his days and evenings creating beautiful clothing and accessories for her and her two daughters, Griselda and Prunella. One morning, while applying cinder from the fireplace to highlight his stepsister's eyes, he accidentally smudged some onto his own cheek. This caused his stepsisters to laugh at him and name him Cinder. When word of this got out to the other young men in the village, they mocked and teased him unmercifully. And Cinder feared leaving his cottage and its surrounding meadow. From the moment Cinder woke each morning in his narrow straw bed next to the kitchen fireplace until he could rest his tired head each night, Cinder heard shrieks and screams from his stepsister's bedrooms.
Cinder, crush more berries and apply them to my lips and cheeks. Cinder, where is my velvet gown? Cinder, I like her silver satin handbag better than my violet brocade bag. Cinder, I have grown tired of my 20 dresses. I need a new wardrobe now. Cinder, my turquoise suede hat and shoes are too tight. Cinder, brush my hair 100 times until it shines brighter than hers.
Most people would have gone mad, but Cinder enjoyed making his stepmother and stepsisters look beautiful. He took pride in hearing them quote the townspeople's compliments on their appearance. Also, like his father's, Cinder was a fine cook. While he ate oatmeal in the kitchen, Morbella, Griselda, and Prunella sat in their dining room feasting on elaborate five-course meals of Cinder's creation. Again, Cinder never complained, even once. During the early morning hours and while the women slept off their grand meals throughout the day, Cinder looked forward to designing and sewing beautiful wardrobes for his family. One early morning, while Cinder was hemming a stunning peach velvet shawl for his stepmother, he realized he was late to cook breakfast, so Cinder rushed outside to pick some vegetables, milk the cow, and collect the eggs from the hens. After leaving the items on the wooden kitchen table, Cinder raced through the meadow to draw water from the well. He had no sooner begun to lower the bucket when he noticed a young man walking through the meadow. Seeing that the stranger was naked, Cinder took off his own clothing, ran over to him and gave the young man his tunic, breeches, and slippers.
"Why are you giving me these things?" the stranger asked, perplexed.
Cinder answered, "Because you're naked, and I assume your home is farther away than mine."
"My home is a good way from here,"
the young man replied. Cinder admired the young man's tan skin, thick black hair, sky blue eyes, broad and muscular physique, and massive organ. He also revelled in the stranger's outdoorsy scent. "You will need the clothing and the slippers to walk home. I wish they were of nicer fabric, but my stepmother permits me to only use burlap to make my clothing." As he dressed, the stranger asked,
"Are you saying you made these clothes?"
Cinder nodded. "And the slippers as well." The young man put on the warm slippers.
"Thank you. Very much."
"You are most welcome, sir." Cinder noticed the stranger staring at his lean figure, shapely bottom and thick organ. Cinder asked, "How did you lose your clothing?"
"I was trapped by a group of robbers," the man responded. Cinder's heart went out to the young man. I am very sorry to hear that. Looking down at the emerald grass, his strawberry blonde hair covered his violet eyes. That is one of the reasons I no longer venture out into the village. The stranger lifted Cinder's chin and stared at his rosy lips.
That is a pity for the village.
Their eyes met and they shared a gentle smile.
Cinder wasn't sure how much time had passed when the young man said,
You should go home and get dressed. I need to go home as well.
As he walked back through the meadow, Cinder heard the stranger say to his bare back,
Thank you again for the clothes and slippers.
Cinder turned to find the young man was gone. Realizing he'd forgotten to get water, Cinder went back to the well. Drawing the water into his bucket, he could not help but think that the stranger was the most handsome and sensitive man he had ever met. After dressing, Cinder nearly undercooked the bread and burned the eggs. As much as he tried to focus on making breakfast for his family, Cinder could only gaze out the tiny kitchen window and think about the naked stranger's handsome face, virile physique, and kind words. Having no friends or family members he could talk to, Cinder told the squirrel, chipmunk, rabbit, and blue jay outside the window of his broken heart, knowing he would never see the young stranger again. Cinder kept a pet mouse in a big old pickling jar next to the root vegetable bin in a corner of the kitchen. After serving and then clearing his family's breakfast in the dining room, Cinder sat on the wide planked wooden floor in the kitchen next to the cinder box at the lip of the fireplace and rested the mouse on his lap. Why was he feeling this stirring in his heart? Why was he experiencing such intense loneliness? He had never felt lonely in the past, except when his fathers had died. As was often his practice, Cinder lit a candle in the fireplace cubbyhole, closed his eyes and addressed his deceased fathers. He asked Maxwell and Mortimer to help lead the stranger back to him, or to take him from the land of the living to be with his fathers.